Welcome everybody to this webcast about how to set up the PNP Partner Pack. I'm Paolo Pialorsi from PSIS.com, and here you can find my email address just in case of need. I'm also a proud member of the core team of the Office Dev PNP group. In order to set up the PNP Partner Pack, you have to accomplish some steps. First of all, you will have to configure an Azure AD application in the Azure AD tenant which sits under the cover of your Office 365 tenant. And you will also have to configure app-only authentication against the SharePoint Online environment in your Office 365 tenant. Moreover, you will have to create an infrastructure asset collection that will be used to store some infrastructural information about the PNP Partner Pack. You will also have to create an Azure Blob Storage in order to store messages which will be queued from the PNP Partner Pack targeting an Azure web job that will do the asynchronous stuff for the PNP Partner Pack. You will have to create an Azure web application in which you will also have to configure the certificate that will be used to do app-only authentication against SharePoint Online. And lastly, you will have to provision and configure a couple of web jobs which will do the asynchronous and continuous tasks under the cover of the PNP Partner Pack site collections and site creation. So let's move to the demo and let's see on a step-by-step basis how to set up the PNP Partner Pack. First of all, you will have to register the Azure AD application. And in order to do that, you will have to go to the Office 365 Admin Center. And in the left tree menu, you will find under the Admin section the Azure AD link. By clicking on this link, you will be brought to the Azure AD management portal, which is hosted by the Azure management portal. And if you have not yet created an Azure subscription, you will have to create one under the cover of your Office 365 tenant. In order to register an Azure AD application, you don't have to pay anything. But in order to create an Azure subscription, you will have to provide a credit card just in case of need. And I want to stress this information, you will not be billed because you will create an Azure AD application. So feel free to do that in your own subscription and with your own credit card. So in my scenario, in my demo environment, I don't have an already existing Azure subscription. So I will have to create one by clicking on this link. I will have to provide all the information to register my subscription, and as soon as I will have done all the required steps, I will have my Azure subscription ready to go. As soon as your subscription will be created, you will have access to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, through which, under the browse link, you will be able to access the Active Directory Management Portal. This is still based on the old UI of the old management portal, and through this web management UI, you will be able to manage and to configure your Azure AD tenant as well as all the applications defined in the tenant. So first of all, let's go to the dashboard of your Azure AD tenant, and under the Applications tab, you will be able to see what are the already registered applications, and you will be also able to create to register your new PNP Partner Pack application. So just click on the Add button, select that you want to add an application that your organization is developing, and let's provide a name for your application, which can be, for example, Office Dev PNP Partner Pack. It will have to be a web application or a web API because it will be an application based on a web UI. You can also register a native application if you want, but for the PNP Partner Pack, you have to register a web application. Click Next. You will have to provide the sign-in URL for your application, and you will also have to provide a URI, a unique ID for your application. Well, the sign-in URL will be the URL of the Azure website that you will use to host your PNP Partner Pack web application. And in my demo, it will be pnp-partner-pack-demo01, and I will have to create this Azure website pretty soon in these steps. of this setup. Then I will have to provide an application ID, URI, which has to be a unique URI, which will identify the application. In my case, I will use the name of my tenant, of my demo tenant, .onmicrosoft.com/office-dev-pnp-partner-pack-site-provisioning. It has only to be a unique URI. So this one works properly, even if it does not really exist. So I press OK, and the Azure AD application will be created in my Azure AD tenant. Just after that, I will have to configure the application to properly support the PNP partner pack capabilities. So first of all, I have to go in the Configure tab of the Office Dev PNP Partner Pack, and from there I can upload a logo if I want, but I can also see what is the client ID of my application from an open authorization and from an open ID Connect perspective. So I will copy the value of the client ID and I will put it in a Notepad file just to store it somewhere and to use it later. Moreover, I will have to create a shared secret from an open authorization perspective for my application. So I have to go under the keys section, I have to select the key duration, which can be 1 year, for example. And as soon as I will have saved this page, I will have back the shared secret to store in a safe place. And let me do that. Let me save this configuration just to show you the shared secret that I will get back. Pretty soon the Azure AD application will be saved, and here I have the shared secret. Let me copy it in a safe place again, and I will use it later. Moreover, here I can see I have the app ID URI and the reply URL for my application, and I also have a permissions section. Here I can add some permissions for SharePoint Online, which is the target of the PNP partner pack. So let me click on Add Application. And under the Microsoft Apps group, I can see I have Office 365 SharePoint Online. I will select this one, and I will add a specific set of permissions for SharePoint Online. Basically, because the PNP partner pack works as an app only with an app only token against SharePoint Online, I will only have to configure application permissions, and I will not have to configure any delegated permission, which will be used in case I want to access SharePoint Online on behalf of the app and of the user. But in my scenario, PNP partner pack will act only as the app using the app only access token. So I will have to configure a couple of permissions. I will have to provide access to the managed metadata to the PNP partner pack application, and I will also have to provide full control of all site collection in my target Office 365 tenant for the PNP partner pack, so that the PNP partner pack will be able to create site collections and site inside all of the site collections. So let me save again these settings. And if you want, you can also upload a custom logo for your application. In order to do that, you simply need to click on the Upload Logo button, and you have to browse for a logo, which can be, for example, uploaded from the path in which you will find the PNP partner pack. Well, where do you find the PNP partner pack? You have to go on GitHub. So on github.com/officedev/pnp-partner-pack. And from here, you can download, if you want, a zip file with all the files of the PNP partner pack in a unique zip file, or you can even create a fork of the PNP partner pack, and using the GitHub as a repository for your code, you can work on a fork based on the main and master release of the PNP partner pack. It's up to you. In my scenario, I'm using GitHub, so I will use the files on my file system, which are backed on the GitHub side in my own repository and in my own fork of the PNP partner pack. So I will go back to Azure AD, and I will browse on my file system for the GitHub folder on my C drive, in which I have the PNP partner pack fork for myself. And under the site provisioning folder, I will have in the site provisioning folder again the icon for the Office 365 application, which is this one I will confirm my choice and I will upload the logo into the settings of the PNP Partner Pack application. So now I'm ready to set up the app-only authentication for my Azure ID application. In order to do that, I have to create an X509 certificate, which will be used by the Azure ID application in order to authenticate against SharePoint Online. So to do that, I have first of all to click on the Manage Manifest button, and I have to download somewhere on my file system the application manifest file. Click on it and download the manifest. The manifest file will be available on my file system, show in folder. I will get the file, the manifest file, and I will copy it on a local folder. Let me show you what is inside of the manifest file, which is just a JSON file in which you can see a lot of information about the settings of my Azure ID application. In order to properly configure an X509 certificate for app-only authentication against SharePoint Online, I will have first of all to create the X509 certificate, and then I will have to register the certificate into the key credential section of the manifest file, this one. So let me use some PowerShell scripting, which is available in the GitHub repository of the Office Dev PNP Partner Pack. And first of all, I will use the Create Self-Signed Certificate PowerShell script file, which is available if you go on GitHub under the Scripts folder of the PNP Partner Pack repository. Here it is. Well, through this PowerShell script, I will create a new certificate with this common name, with this start and end date, and with a specific password which will be used to store securely the private key of the certificate. So let me execute this script. And first of all, let me go in the proper folder on my file system. By executing this script, as you can see, I have a couple of files created, the PNP Partner Pack Demo 01 PFX and the PNP Partner Pack Demo 01.cer file. I will use these files to prepare the information that I will have to copy inside the manifest file of my Azure AD application. And again, to do that, I can leverage the Get SPO Azure AD Manifest Key Credential CMDLET, which is available in the PNP CMDLET provided by my friend Erwin in the PNP samples. And you can find these PowerShell scripts again under GitHub. If you go under officedev/pnp-powershell, and there you will find under binaries the MSI setup packages to install the PowerShell extensions coming from PNP PowerShell commands. So back to my PowerShell integrated IDE, and let me execute this command providing the ser file for the PNP Partner Pack Demo 01 certificate, and I will store into the clipboard the result of this command. So let me provide explicitly the path to the file, and let me execute this command. Now, in the clipboard, I will have what I have to copy inside the key credential section of my manifest. So let me go back to the JSON file and let me replace the key credentials section with what I have in my clipboard. As you can see, here I have the X509 certificate information, including the key identifier and all the information needed by the Azure AD tenant to identify the certificate that will be used to authenticate as an app-only application against SharePoint Online. I will save this JSON file and I will upload it back into my Azure AD tenant. So let me close this screen and let me click on Manage Manifest, Upload Manifest. Now I will browse for the file that I want to use, which is stored inside my GitHub repository locally on my file system. And this is the file that I have just updated. Let me upload it. and pretty soon it will be available in my Azure AD application. Okay, so from an Azure AD application, I'm done. Now I have to create and configure an infrastructural site collection in my tenant. So let me go back to PowerShell, and in order to do that, I will again leverage the PowerShell extensions provided by PMP. So first of all, I will provide my credentials to access the target tenant, the target Office 365 tenant. I will have to provide the administrative username, a global tenant admin username, or at least a SharePoint global admin username, and of course a password. And then I will connect to the SharePoint Online admin central administration using the credential I just provided. Then I will have to create a new site collection, which will be, for example, called PNP Partner Pack Infrastructural Site from a title perspective, which will have a specific URL in the target SharePoint Online tenant, which will have myself as the owner, a specific language, and a template of STS0 with a specific time zone, and I will remove any existing site which has been deleted and put in the recycle bin. I will execute this command as well, and the infrastructure site collection after that will be ready to go. Okay, the infrastructure site collection is under creation. Just to check the process, let me go back to my browser and let me show you under the admin center what is happening in the SharePoint Online central administration or admin center. Here you can see in the list of site collections, I will have the PNP Partner Pack Infrastructure Site Collection, which is under creation. Okay, the Infrastructural Site Collection is now created. I can click on it and see the target site collection created in my browser. And from now, I have to provision some artifacts onto this target infrastructure site collection in order to have some libraries that will support the PNP Partner Pack environment. So let me go back to PowerShell and let me use this PowerShell script, which is again available in the scripts folder of the PNP Partner Pack, and through which I will provision into the PNP Partner Pack Demo01 SharePoint Online tenant under the PNP Partner Pack Infrastructure Site Collection that I have just created my artifacts in order to support the PNP Partner Pack. I will also have to provide the URL of the site that I will use on Azure to store and to publish, to host the PNP Partner Pack web application, which I will create pretty soon after these steps. And I will also have to provide my credentials in order to access the SharePoint Online environment. So let me execute this PowerShell script as well. And it will simply create a couple of libraries into the target site collection, and it will also configure some UI elements like the logo and the color scheme that we use in PNP. It is creating some content types that will be used by the libraries that we are using. It is creating the list instances, and pretty soon it will be done. Within the provisioning process, we also upload some infrastructural and out-of-the-box ready-to-go templates to make it easier for you to create new websites based on empty templates that you will find ready-to-go in the infrastructural site collection. Overall, the provisioning will involve three different template files that we are going to provision through this PowerShell script. Okay, and now the infrastructure SI collection is completely set up and provisioned. So if I go back to my browser and I refresh this page, you will see that the PNP Partner Pack infrastructure site is ready to go with the proper color scheme, with the logo, with the PNP provisioning templates library, which will store some of the box out of the box available templates, as well as a PNP provisioning jobs library, which will store the provisioning jobs that will be saved in this library just to support the provisioning web jobs. So now we are ready to create the Azure Blob Storage and the Azure Web Application that will be used to host and to handle the PNP Partner Pack infrastructural tasks. So first of all, I will have to go to Azure and to create an Azure Blob Storage. Just to let you know, you can use the same Azure subscription that is hosting the Azure AD tenant under the cover of your Office 365 tenant, or you can even use another subscription that maybe you already have and you want to bill for these services. It is completely up to you. In my scenario, I will create the Azure website and the Azure Blob Storage within the same Azure subscription that I use for the Office 365 tenant. So I will go to the Azure Management Portal, and under the UI of the Azure Management Portal, I will create a new Azure Blob Storage. So let me go here and let me go to Storage. I will create a new storage account, and for example, I will call it PNP Partner Pack Demo 01. It will be created, for example, in East US, and it will be locally redundant. I will create my account, and as soon as the storage account will be ready, I will be able to access the access keys for this blob storage. And now my blob storage account is ready, and I can access the access keys for this account. And I can simply copy the value of the primary access key for my account. Okay, let me get the access key value, and let me copy E for later usage. And of course, I will also copy the storage account name because I will need it as well. Okay, now I can create an Azure web application. So let me go under the web apps section. Let me dismiss this information, and let me create a new web application. I will call it PNP dash partner dash pack dash demo 01, and it will be in East US, for example, as like as the blob storage. Let me create it with a new service plan, app service plan. It will take a while to create the Azure web application, and as soon as it will be ready, I will be also able to publish the PNP Partner Pack web application into this site. In order to do that, I will have first of all to configure the web.config file of the web application that will host the Partner Pack for my environment. And in order to do that, I have to open Visual Studio and to open the PNP Partner Pack project in Visual Studio in order to properly configure the web.config file of the web application. So let me start Visual Studio 2015, and let me open the site provisioning project under the Office Dev PNP Partner Pack solution. Inside this solution, you will find the Office Dev PNP Partner Pack site provisioning project. And within the project, you will also find the web.config file, which is used to store the settings of the PNP Partner Pack. As you can see, This web.config file has a set of placeholders inside of it, like the client ID, the client secret, and all the information, all the settings to define the welcome message, the footer message for the pages, the tenant, and so on. Well, if you want, of course, you can update all of these values manually using the XML editor that you have in Visual Studio. But we also provide through PowerShell yet another script, which is called configureconfigs.ps1, which will allow you to properly set up all the web.config file and the app.config files of the web jobs that you want to use with the PNP partner pack, in order to provide all the needed values for all the placeholders that are already defined in the config files. So first of all, I will have to provide the Azure Storage account name, which will be used by the PNP partner pack for the blob storage, which is the one we have just created. Then I will have to provide the access key, for example, the primary access key that I have just copied from the Azure management portal, and I will have to pass it here. Then I will have to provide the client ID and the client secret of my Azure ID application. So here is the client ID and here is the client secret. Okay, let me copy it as well. Then I have to provide the name of the target tenant, which is the one we are using for our demo, as well as the certificate template for the certificate I'm using for X509 certificate used for app-only authentication. And in order to do that, I can simply open the .ser file and go to the details and go to the thumbprint of the certificate. I can copy it into the notepad, for example, and I can remove the spaces. We can do that. We can also get the thumbprint in PowerShell if you like. It's up to you the technique you want to use. This one is the old school one. And you have to be careful that at the very beginning of the thumbprint, there is usually a hidden char which has not to be copied. So you will have to select the entire content of the thumbprint, excluding the first hidden char. Then you will have to copy the value in this string. And then you will have to provide the URL on the infrastructure site collection. By calling this script, this last script, under the cover, the PowerShell script will properly configure all the .config files in the project, in the solution. So let me go back to Visual Studio. As you can see, the web.config file has been updated. And now I have inside the file all of the settings that I provided to my PowerShell script. I can save this file and I can publish the web application onto the target environment. So what will be the target environment? Let me go back to the browser. Let me access the web application. And let me download the publish profile for this web application. I will open the folder in which I store the publishing profile, and I will copy it into a supporting folder so that using Visual Studio, I will be ready to do that. I will right click on the web application. I will select publish. I will go to the profile section and I will import the publishing profile that I've just stored on my file system, so that I will have all the settings to do the web deploy of my web app on Azure. I will skip the organizational account authentication. I will click on Next, and I will publish my web application onto the target. It will take a while to do the web application publishing, and as soon as the web application will be ready, I will be able to use it against my Office 365 tenant. Of course, before being able to properly leverage the Office 365 application in my tenant, I will also have to let the Azure web application to use the X509 certificate in order to authenticate against SharePoint Online. So as soon as the web application will be provisioned, I will change the settings in order to scale to a basic setting, a minimal basic setting or a standard one, in order to being able to configure an X509 certificate in the certificate store or the web application. And then I will configure the web application to load, to have the permission to load the X509 certification from the certificate store of the Azure web application. So now the web application has been published, so I can click on the link to go to the web application, or I can simply go to the web browser and open the web application. And as you can see, I will be redirected to the Azure ID authentication page, and I will go back to my PNP partner pack environment. Of course, now I have an exception, which is a well-known one by people installing the PNP partner pack, because I still miss some settings in the Azure web application about the X509 certificate. In fact, if I click on the details, I can see that I have an issue while I try to get Azure ID app-only authenticated context, and it is because I have to go back into Azure ID and I have to to the Azure web application, and I have to properly set up the settings of the PNP partner pack demo. First of all, I have to scale the application to basic or standard at least, in order to being able to upload an X509 certificate into the target environment. And then I will also have to enable access to the X509 certificate from the app perspective. So after that, I will have to go, as soon as the setting has been saved, and it has been saved, I will have to go to the Configure tab, and here, under the Certificate section, I will have to upload the PFX file for my X509 authentication certificate. It will be pretty soon available. Okay, here it is. Here is the certificate section. I can upload a certificate which will come from the PFX file of my X509 auto-generated certificate. I will have to provide a password, which will be the one I stored on PowerShell when I created the X509 certificate. Oops, which is this one. Okay. And pretty soon this certificate will show here. This is the thumbprint we used. And I also have to go into the settings of my web application here under App Settings. And I will have to set a new setting information, which will instruct the Azure web application to allow the Azure website to access the X509 certificate. This settings is called website underscore load underscore certificates, and I can provide here the thumbprint of the certificate that I want to load, or an asterisk to say any certificate which is stored in the current certificate store can be loaded by the Azure website inside this web application. And that's what I will do. I will save the web application settings, and I will go back to the PNP partner pack web application. I will refresh the home page, and hopefully we will have access to the Office 365 tenant. The app is reloading because we changed the scaling as well as the settings. And as soon as the app will be recompiled, just in time compiled and ready to go, we will see the new homepage of the PNP Partner Pack website. Here it is. Here it is, the welcome page of the PNP Partner Pack. Just to double check that the PNP partner pack has properly access to the Office 365 tenant and to SharePoint Online, let's go to the settings menu item, and let's see if we can browse through the list of site collections defined in our tenant. And yes, we can. So the PNP partner pack is working properly. Now, we can, of course, if we want, configure and set up the PNP partner pack as an app in the app launcher of our Office 365 tenant. But we also need to do the provisioning of the Azure Web Jobs in order to provide the back-end capabilities to create site collections and to provision provisioning templates onto target site collections. So we have to go back to Visual Studio. we have to select the scheduled job and the continuous job, which are the two web job projects that are used by the PNP Partner Pack to do site collections and artifacts provisioning. And for example, let's select the scheduled job, right click on it, and select publish as Azure web job. As like as before, we have to go to the profile section, and we have to import a publish profile file, which will be the same as before, because we still target the same Azure web application, and we will have to publish this web job onto the target site. We will do the same for the continuous job, and we will be ready to play with the PNP Partner Pack with the entire ecosystem of the web front-end and of the back-end web jobs. Visual Studio is provisioning the first web job, the scheduled one. And pretty soon we will also do the provisioning of the continuous job. Okay. The web job has been published onto the target pnp-partner-pack-demo01azurewebsite.net, and now we can do the same with the continuous job. So again, publish as Azure web job, go to the profile page. We don't have the profile, but we can import it from the publishing profile file we have. Click on OK and publish again. And pretty soon, and again, this new job will be published into the target Azure web application. Okay, also the continuous job has been published, and just to be sure, if you open the project and if you double check the app.config file, you will see that inside of this file there are all the settings related to the client ID, to the client secret, and all the stuff required to properly set up the PNP Partner Pack continuous job. And if you go back to the web browser and if you open the Azure web application, you will see in the list of web jobs that we also have the scheduled job and the continuous job available. Here they are. So this one is running and this one is enabled because it has to be run manually on a manual schedule. So let's say that you want to create a new site collection, for example, just to test the entire environment. Let's go back to the PNP Partner Pack. Let's create a new site collection. Here you will find the empty template we provided out of the box in the setup process. Click on Next. Just provide some information about the site collection you want to create, like the title, the language, and all the information needed to properly create a new site collection. Here is the UI. Let's provide a title, sample, site collection 01. The URL can be this one. It will be a low business impact site policy, just a description for sample. It will be in English language. For example, the time zone will be mine, so the one of Rome, Stockholm, and so on. I will be the administrator. And I will also be the secondary site collection administrator, because I don't have anybody else. I will have 1 gigabyte of storage and 900 megabytes of storage warning level. No user code resources allocated. I will enable external sharing, and I will do provisioning of the Partner Pack extension and of the responsive design. I click on the Next button. In case of any template parameter, I will provide them, and I will create the site collection. This will store a provisioning job into the PNP provisioning jobs library inside my PNP Partner Pack infrastructure site collection. And if I do the same onto a site collection that has already the PNP Partner Pack extension enabled, like for example, if I go to the settings, if I go to the, let's say for example, the root site collection of my target tenant, and I enable the Partner Pack on the root site collection, it will take a while to do PNP remote provisioning of all the artifacts. I browse to the root site collection and I go to the site contents and I want to create a new subsite for this site. As you will see, by clicking on the new subsite link, I will be able to create my subweb using again the PNP Partner Pack UI. I will have the out-of-the-box empty template ready to go. I will provide the information like the title, subweb 01, the relative URL, the site policy, the description, and whatever else. And I will be able to create my subweb using the continuous job. This will create a message in the blob storage, a queued message in the blob storage, as well as a job in the list of provisioning jobs in my infrastructure site collection. And by refreshing this list, you will see that pretty soon this job will be in running state. Let me go to the web application. Let me go to the continuous job management UI, and pretty soon you will see that the continuous job is processing my request. So if I click on the toggle output, I can see the job is running, and now the job is creating the subweb 01 for me. So if I go back to the list of jobs, I will see that the new job is running, and in reality it has already been provisioned, so the job has completed. So if I go back to my site, to my root site collection here, I can click on the back button and I can see that now I have my subweb 01 created and ready to go. I hope you enjoyed this demo and you learned a lot about how to set up the PNP Partner Pack. Thanks for watching this webcast, and please let us know in case of any feedback or any need related to the PNP Partner Pack and to the PNP more in general. Thank you.